us.
Well, the Forgotten Oldies Christmas Show, and of course you have Joe Niagara, and I'm Jerry Pippin, jerrypippin.com, and Joe?
And this is Joe Niagara. Well, you told him that already. Top 40 WNET.
We've promised some people some novelty songs, and by golly, we got some here, don't we?
We have three in a row, back to back.
First one is one of your favorite people, Mel Blanc.
Yeah, he did a lot of neat stuff, and this first one is a Christmas song about a hat.
And it's called The Hat I Got for Christmas?
The Hat I Got for Christmas Was Too Big or something. I think that's what he's talking about. You know, Jerry, Mel and his family and Jack Benny and several people, they would all go up to their cabin up at Big Bear during the Christmas season, and they'd sit around and they'd sing these songs. And that's where these came from.
So they would make up songs, or they were original, or just they'd wing it, or all of the three?
I'm sure this was done in a studio, but they used to go up there and sing those at Christmas time.
Yeah, The Hat I Got for Christmas.
And it was too big.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big. Is it raining? Is it snowing? I can't see where I am going, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum. Ring the bells and beat the drum. I'll ring the bells to be polite. But if I see that Santa Claus, I'm going to start a fight. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. Oh, it's nice, but my sombrero is too big. If you wonder why I shiver, I fell three times in the river, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum. Ring the bells and beat the drum. I'll ring the bells, but I feel sick, 'cause Mr. Santa Claus, you played on me a dirty trick. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big. If you think it's hot in Siam, you should be in here where I am. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big. Can't tell one thing from another. I got married to my brother. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum. Ring the bells and beat the drum. I'll ring the bells and say, ole! But Mr. Senor Santa Claus, you spoil my holiday. ¿Por qué such a sombrero grande, Santa Claus?
Well, there was Mel Blanc. Hey, guess what's... Jerry, this next one coming up, this is even crazier. This is wilder. You'll never guess who it is.
Well, it's Spike Jones. I know that because the person singing the whistles through their teeth somehow.
Yeah.
Remember that's all I want? Yeah. I can't do that, but it's a cute song, and it was a million seller, I guess, in the 50s, looking back.
And that was recorded on a 78 on Capitol, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway, it was everybody played this song all the time. You got sick of it almost, but it's still cute. All I want for Christmas is for two front teeth. See, I can't do it. Can't do it like she does it, or he does it.
Let's listen to him do it.
They do it. Somebody does it.
I think they do it better.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see your statement from the spot where I stood. So I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas. Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Coming up next, we have Stan Freberg doing
one of the great guys around, one of the great comedy talents, and he made lots of commercials as well. He hung in for all of the radio years when they had programs, you know.
Now, you used to run Stan Freberg on KBIX out of Oklahoma, didn't you?
Yes, we did. In fact, I think he probably still does those When Radio Was features. And, in fact, we play some every Christmas because there's lots of great old Christmas classics from the radio days. Stan Freberg was the replacement for Jack Benny when Jack Benny went off radio and concentrated on television only.
Well, this next one is really a good one. Nothing for Christmas. It's not nothing, it's nothing.
Yeah, you don't get nothing for Christmas.
He didn't get nothing.
Nothing.
I broke my bat on Johnny's head. Somebody snitched on me. I hit a frog in sister's bed. Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. So I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. I put a tack on teacher's chair. Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. I did a dance on mommy's plants. Climbed a tree and tore my pants. Filled a sugar bowl with ants. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, hurry up.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
I won't be seeing Santa Claus. Somebody snitched on me. He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me. Next
Next year I'll be going straight. Next year I'll be good. Just wait. I'd start now, but it's too late. Somebody... Who's that coming down the chimney with a bag over his shoulder? It's him! It's him! I thought he wasn't coming!
Where's the silverware, little boy?
In a dining room, like I told you!
And the jewelry?
Same place as last time. How about my cut?
The usual?
The usual. Join me on a chorus, okay?
Why not?
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
Have a good season?
Excellent.